perms, along with stress relievers such as pedicures, manicures, and massages. Call or text Annette at 620-344-4197. If you want to do something nice for someone special in your life, how about a gift certificate from Annette? See Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage, 603 Merchant.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 823, 21 degrees, wind chill of plus 8 out there this morning. And welcome to the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
Like what you buy? Love how you spend it. Credit cards are available at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Enjoy local service. Talk to the staff you know and trust right here in Emporia. Free balance transfer to consolidate other credit cards to a lower rate at ESFCU. Choose from multiple card types to fit your needs. Apply online at esfcu.com or text or call them today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by the NCUA, Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
If you're a college-bound high school student or a current college student looking to transfer, I've got a stunning number for you. This year, Emporia State University awarded more than 2,900 scholarships. 2,900! So on top of already being one of the best values for getting a great college degree, they made it even more affordable with thousands of available scholarships. So if you're looking to get a degree in a high-demand field like business, nursing, education, and cybersecurity, Emporia State University is a great investment in your future. Learn more. Schedule your visit today at emporia.edu.
And welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning on our program by Corey Faldeen, Emporia State Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, and by Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Corey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. And Casey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on this morning. I'm really excited about this announcement.
Well, yeah, and this is a big announcement, a transformative $750,000 investment from a Forge grant is about set to boost the economies of Emporia, Lyon County, and the surrounding region. Well, let's start with you first, Corey. Tell us about the Forge grant and what it entails.
Absolutely. So, I grew up in the IT world, so I'm going to try and not nerd out too much with the with the tech words. But this grant is a huge shout out to the Kansas Department of Commerce and the Lieutenant Governor for really putting this together. So it's called Forge, which really stands for Fostering Opportunities for Research, Growth, and Entrepreneurship. And in a nutshell, really what it does is it helps bridge the gap between academia and industry, especially local industry. And it's supposed to boost the economic activity, and the big focus that Casey and I are both so excited about is that it focuses on the technology commercialization of local entrepreneurship and small business startups. So that's the overarching. And more of a nutshell, what it's going to do is we're breaking it into four chunks that I know Casey's really going to be able to dig more into. And What we're going to do is essentially create that front porch, partnering with ESU and Main Street. Main Street's the expert with small business development and entrepreneurship development. So really being able to lean into the boots on the ground people and connect them to the resources that ESU has, that to me, that's going to be huge. And giving them the resources that they need to go out and find new small business folks and to actually get the money and the resources to them. We'll be creating some entrepreneurship education program, e-tech startups. We're going to lean heavily into the pitch and reverse pitch opportunities that Main Street already does well with things like show of hands. We're going to be doing some direct infusion, basically putting money into existing businesses through microgrants, some cybersecurity startup incubation, which is just a fancy way of saying that we're going to be working on helping small businesses create new cybersecurity companies in our local region. And one of the really fun ones that we've been working on for a couple of years that this is going to be more funding infusion into, we're going to be expanding the Fab Lab and partnering more closely with Main Street to get our faculty and students working with Jeremy and Casey and Jess downtown on more of the local projects we have on campus so that these projects we've got can connect with are small businesses that are actually doing entrepreneurial development in our Fab Lab right now.
Corey, how long has this really been, I guess, in the development stage between ESU Main Street and the Department of Commerce?
We've been working on this since last summer. And as anyone that's ever worked with grants knows, sometimes they go quickly, sometimes they take a little bit longer. But I will actually say that developing a six-month grant with a state agency or federal agency, that's pretty quick. So kudos to our state agencies for getting this through so quickly.
Well, in grants writing and grant recipients, that's a competitive field out there right now. And we will let you know, too, that this Forge grant consists of $375,000 from the Kansas Department of Commerce, but that includes a match of $375,000 from Emporia State University. So, Corey, obviously, ESU was skin in this game.
Absolutely. ESU is a pillar organization of the community in our region, and the reality is that if the community and the region don't succeed, we don't succeed. So this is us putting our skin in the game.
Casey, time to bring you in here, and as Corey mentioned here, that Main Street's the experts when it comes to economic development, entrepreneurship, developing the downtown area specifically, but now also moving into other areas of now locally and Lyon County and regionally. From your perspective here, how does this build on what Main Street's already doing, and also maybe how does this wind up connect to the K-State Blueprint Initiative, the K-State 105 that was announced a couple of weeks back?
Well, I think it further enhances our role as a one-stop shop for entrepreneurial support. And we know that entrepreneurs, small businesses, businesses that are looking to scale don't want to go to eight different offices to get eight different voices on different activities when they can come to one place and that place can support them and bring in other partners. That's important. I think the bigger thing that I'd want to focus on is this is huge for Emporia State University. We have talked about as an organization and as a community how vital the success of Emporia State is to this entire region. And Emporia State taking this huge step into regional economic development will pay dividends not only for the local community, but we have Emporia State already meeting with some of the different outlying counties, communities to support broader economic development initiatives and really acting as a catalyst. When we look at communities that are succeeding, that are community-based, having some off-campus resources that allow for entrepreneurs to meet and take advantage of opportunities in a more comfortable environment, and also engage the students to let them know, and the faculty to let them know that there are opportunities to create their own products, to create their own businesses, to have those different side gigs. It's really important to maximize the asset that we have with ESU, and this step is just phenomenal to push that sort of process and evolution of Emporia State University forward.
Yeah, this is a $750,000 investment from a Forge grant we're talking about. Just breaking the news here this morning, Emporia State University and Emporia Main State Street from the Kansas Department of Commerce, $375,000, but a match of $375,000 from Emporia State University itself. So, Casey, is this what, is there a timeline on the project here? What, are we looking at 3 years?
Yeah, we're looking at a three-year timeline for execution within Forge, but we'll start seeing elements of Forge getting kicked in pretty quickly. And Corey mentioned, ESU's role in things like show of hands and pitches and hackathons and their vital role in the Start Your Own Business class and e-tech startups. We'll also see some comms elements that allow businesses to tie into different research nodes and increase productivity in different sort of development platforms. Obviously, the fabrication lab, and really working regionally to retain our best and brightest, and acting as that catalyst to grow our own within the area. There's going to be a lot of different things that we'll be able to roll out here very quickly with ESU, and then sustain that over the next few years as we really push for transformation and growth within the regional economy.
Corey, from your perspective, how does this maybe change education for Emporia State University, specifically in developing those skill sets for entrepreneurs? I know cybersecurity sounds like it's a key focal point here as part of this venture, but how does this change the education side so university students coming out have those skill sets in addition to the funding sources that sound like they're going to be part of this to start their own entrepreneurial ideas?
Right on. So one of the things that I genuinely love about ESU is that we produce practical students. Our faculty are phenomenal at giving students high impact practical learning experiences. One of the challenges that we sometimes have is getting our students and our faculty out into the community and the local industries just because of maybe a lack of connections, for instance. So this is going to be huge, and it's going to build on and enhance what our faculty and our institution is good at, but it does broaden it into the cybersecurity world. And the interesting thing is that just about, if not every program we have, is or has the capacity to be entrepreneurial, to your point. So from this instance, really what it's doing is it's just giving us a diversification of more opportunities for our faculty and our students to go work with small and local and regional businesses. And one of the things that I'm also very excited about is, you know, brain drain is a real thing. And small, rural, regional communities losing talent to other urban communities, that is real. ESU has well over 60,000 alumni across the state, across the country. And this is, again, one of those many ways to bring them or at least their knowledge back to Emporia and Lyon County to connect with these startups, with these entrepreneurial businesses that we have, and then provide these new opportunities moving forward into the coming years so that our graduates have these opportunities, like Casey was saying, to want to stay in the local community and the local region.
Yeah, I think it's very important to maybe note, too, and Casey, I'll ask you this. How important is it to, you know, diversify economic development? We are industry heavy here in Emporia, and there's nothing wrong with that, but obviously we're seeing some woes lately with the Tyson announcement. Obviously looking at a different angle as far as diversifying economic development, how important is that?
This is absolutely critical, not only diversifying economic development, but we know that the economies are changing. The types of businesses that exist within rural communities and in Kansas in general, rural or not, are changing. The types of opportunities are changing. But taking advantage of assets that we have within the local area, and I would say ESU is the big dog asset that we have here that we need to lean into a lot more to develop our economy is critical to our future and our regional future. When we look at other regions' institutions in the state, their economic development theory is really based off of what's being produced at the university level. I think ESU's commitment through Forge and the continued transitions that they're making shows a really enhanced leadership style that will not only bring those alumni back to start up businesses or expand businesses here, but give students the opportunity to start businesses that may be more future-focused, that we can develop our own economy that really leans into what is being produced by our higher educational institutions that provide higher wages, retain our best and brightest, and really give our economy the ability to grow organically, which is a lot more sustainable long-term and gives us the opportunity to grow ESU as an asset and grow our community and region at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, growth is obviously important. We have been, as far as, our population numbers here, Casey, been pretty steady. I guess we could say stagnant over decades now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's down over 2,000 people since the year 2000.
Yeah.
And when we look at the ability to grow, you've got to change. You've got to adapt. You've got to evolve. And that can be tough with different institutions and communities that are used to doing things a certain way. And ESU, I think, is a leader in saying, you know, things aren't working. We've got to adjust those so that we can have a brighter future as an institution, as a community, as a region. They made some of those different tough calls, and we as a community need to support them and continue to lean into the adaptations necessary to evolve our local economy, to give those students the opportunity to stay here, to give faculty and staff the ability to grow, to give our local citizens new job opportunities that are maybe higher paying and that meet sort of modern job expectations. I think Forge and ESU's bravery in stepping into this realm will pay dividends for decades to come in this community and the surrounding region.
Corey, now that we have the announcement in place, and, you know, at least there's a general discussion here and really kind of a tentative overall framework for going forward, what are your immediate next steps here over the next, you know, few months with this three-year grant, and really how can we start tracking the progress of this going forward?
So one of the things that Casey and I have been talking a lot about is neither one of us sits still well, as I know you two guys know. So getting together with a handful of others, and we already have basically a running task list of the things that we need to start getting done. And the majority of this funding is direct infusion, either into our Main Street office or into the, like I said, the community at large. So the immediate actions are getting the Main Street office resourced the way that we need them resourced to go and get these additional reverse pitches and get these incubation conversations going. And then for the community to be tracking, you're going to be seeing communication from us easily on a monthly or even quarterly basis, not necessarily specifically to say, hey, this is the checklist of things going on with Forge, but what you'll see are the activities that are going to come out of it, and the small business and especially the entrepreneurial education activities that we've got going on over the next 6 months. Because Casey and I had a great conversation with Lieutenant Governor last year, right before all of this started happening, and to his credit, he's putting a lot of just pressure on us and other institutions to really get this money out in the community, see some action from the money that our taxpayers are putting into it, as opposed to sitting on it. So that was a little bit of a long walk for a short trip, as I know I'm prone to say, but of saying you're going to be seeing the immediate resource allocation to Main Street and out in the community over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, you're not going to be sinning on this. That's amazing. Well, Casey, as far as you at Emporia Main Street, Fab Lab, Jeremy, are you going to need some help down there? I mean, you got a lot of irons in the fire, my friend, limited staff.
Yeah, we are. We'll be bringing on some additional staff as part of this because my family occasionally wants to see me.
Yeah.
I do have an 11-year-old that likes to say, who's that guy that sleeps here occasionally? But we'll focus most of those different resources externally. So we're trying to pull in entrepreneurs and existing businesses to make sure that these impacts are reflected in sustainability of existing businesses and growth of those existing businesses, the scalability and starting up new business opportunities within the region. And I'll echo what Corey said. Kudos to our state, the Department of Commerce, Lieutenant Governor Tolan and his team. We've seen other states that have leaned into educational institutions that could adapt economies to make their states grow. We hear about research triangles and different things that are entrepreneurial hub systems. Kansas leaned into that. I will say that Emporia State University was one of the leaders in Forge in thinking differently, getting outside their four walls and making sure that resources were being made available to existing businesses and entrepreneurs in a different format outside of just general academia, making the bridge work. And that's awesome. And we're going to lean into that and really appreciate the partnership there to make sure that we're seeing actual sustainable growth in the region.
Well, we could go on. Gentlemen, we certainly appreciate your time, a couple of very busy individuals. One more thing to add on your plate, and that's to keep us updated on the progress here. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look forward to some testimonials and some metrics headed your way, because I think we'll see some wins come out of this.
I had no doubt that metrics would be a part of this, Casey, with you in the conversation. Knew that would be happening. Well, Corey, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Casey, thanks much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks for highlighting this positive story for the region.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you much. Good job, and we look forward to hearing a lot of positive results from the $750,000 Forge investment here for local economic development between Emporia State, Emporia Main Street, and thanks to the Kansas Department of Commerce. They're in for $375,000, matched by Emporia State's Chuck, $375,000.
Amazing stuff. And we will be breaking down the comments that you just heard from Corey Faldine and Casey Woods as part of our newscasts coming later today here on KVUE and KVUE.com. And again, a huge opportunity here coming here with the work of Emporia Main Street.